Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Time to deep dive into some company results of businesses that we are familiar with through the interactions we have with their brands. Kazang, EasyPay, just to name a few. And this typically speaks to the operations that Lesaka Technologies has, given its various pillars, operating and assisting merchants, consumers and enterprises with financial inclusion. To tell us more about the numbers, which did see a 45% increase in terms of their net revenue, and depending on whether you're using IFRS or GAAP in terms of the accounting standards, the numbers will give you a different perspective. But someone who will add more detail to this is Lincoln Mali, the CEO of Lesaka Southern Africa. Such a pleasure to touch base with you, sir.
Coco, it's good to see you again. It's been a while.
It has. All the more reason to get you in studio for a few more hours one day. But Lincoln,
we must make a plan.
Yes, we will, definitely. To get into the numbers, I sat back for a moment and I thought to myself, geesh, GAAP, general accounting, principles and standards, because I grew up in the IFRS era. And maybe let's start there, just to add a little bit more context around your numbers. Some pressure points, but depending on the kind of reporting standards you use, given your dual listing on the JSE and the NASDAQ, then the numbers can be interpreted differently.
Yeah, I think we are a NASDAQ listed organization. That's our primary listing. Yes. And I think for us, the numbers primarily still speak the same language, in the sense that our net revenue is very clear. Mm-hmm. Said 45% growth in net revenue to 1.5 billion, in line with the guidance we've given the market. If you look at our our group adjusted EBITDA, that's up very nicely, 61%, 271 million for the quarter. And then adjusted earnings, up 150%, to 87 million. And so for us, those are clear numbers and indications. Mm-hmm. Even if you look at our adjusted earnings per share, that's up 97%. Mm-hmm. So that gives you an indication of both our organic growth and inorganic growth. And you start to see that these are accretive. So we think that for us, the direction of travel is very clear, and it's in line with what we've given the market as guidance. And for us, it's the 13th quarter of meeting the guidance that we've given to the market. So we're very happy with the results that we've delivered. Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to do even more in the coming quarters.
100%. It's always better when we hear from the horse's mouth. So positivity all around. And let's speak about, the strategy that you have in place to continue to meet your guidance, and maybe zooming into your merchant business. This speaks to the likes of Kazang. Yes. Specifically, which has really helped to empower many entrepreneurs within financial inclusion. EBITDA up by 20% there, and also seeing a threefold increase in terms of revenue for the quarter to 22 million. I'm quite keen just for us to unpack that a lot more, because there's been a significant amount of investment and development you've done in that space. Talk to us about the growth prospects, especially within the markets you serve.
Yeah, so if I think of our merchant division, we have pulled together five different companies into one company, which one division, which is the merchant division. And we've asked Kagiso Kgwale, who used to be with Starlink. Yes. To head up that business. And we've asked Roland Naidu, who was with MultiChoice, to be CEO of that business. So these two dynamic young leaders are going to take that business to the next level. And what are the things that they're going to do? Firstly, in the business that we're looking at, we're not looking at selling one solution to a client. We're looking to look at a merchant and give them a holistic value proposition. Let's take someone who's running a service station, a petrol service station. One of the first things that we'll have is that they will have a vault or a cash recycler, because yes, they've got cash needs.
Yes.
But they also want people that want to pay with a card. We give them an acquiring. And then they want to borrow money from us. We use the same data that sits in the vault and that sits in the POS device to make a decision that we can lend them money up to 5 million rands within 24 hours. Now we've got three products already with this person. Then they want to pay their suppliers. we've got an ability to do supplier payments. Oh, by the way, they also want to sell, airtime, data, and all of that.
Yes.
We give them that possibility. So now we've built a relationship with a number of solutions. Or let's take a restaurant. This restaurant has got our GAP system that manages the entire restaurant.
Yes.
When they now want to have people paying, we've got that POS device that does that. When they want to borrow, we can give them capital. So suddenly, we've got three products. Or lastly, let's take a spaza shop. That spaza shop, we enable them to sell airtime data and all of that to drive feet into their spaza. Mm-hmm. And then we enable that POS device to take card payments. Oh, by the way, if we want to lend, we've got that data. And they want to pay their suppliers so that they're not using cash.
Yes.
So that's what they are building. More solutions, better relationships, not just selling one product on the base of price. And that's what we're building in that business. And we've seen that business grow, as you've seen, net revenue up 43%.
Yes.
And a big impact of that is our Adumo
Yes.
acquisition. And what you'll see in the next quarters, you'll start to see us talking about one Lesaka rather than talking about all of the acquisitions that we've made, GAP or Adumo or Kazang. We'll be talking about one Lesaka to the merchant.
I must tell you, Mr. Mali, this is where you're getting me excited, because my mind rewinds to June, right? Where you, the announcement was made that you're going to acquire Bank Zero for consideration of just over R1 billion. And that got me thinking, despite the shift in the regulatory landscape, where the SARB is investigating evening out the playing field between the banked and non-banking payments platforms, this really gives you a sweet spot. And given what you've described as data being at the center of it, but offering a full 360 view of financial services offerings to your clients, this makes you a significant competitor in the medium and long term, given your strategy. So as you've mentioned, perhaps let's talk about, you know, this acquisitive drive that you've been on, not only with Adumo and GAP, but more specifically Bank Zero, and what that does mean in terms of the strategic direction that Lesaka has, especially for the Southern African market.
It's been, 4 years of being here, and we've been building a platform.
Yeah.
You know, all of these acquisitions, we're trying to get to something. So as I described, for that entrepreneur now, we can give them all these solutions. But there's more, which is the point that you raised that says you now have Bank Zero. That adds another important component to the entrepreneur, that we can offer them banking as well. And why Bank Zero? I think that Michael and your team are some of the finest entrepreneurial business leaders I know.
Yeah.
I've been in an environment where I was in competition with them, but having them as part of our team is really, really exciting. Secondly, we have been borrowing money, obviously, expensively, and have to on-lend to merchants. Now, we will be able to on-lend because we'll have bank deposits, right? Mm-hmm. That makes us much more, a better competitor. So for us, a platform that we've got will include a bank like Bank Zero. So we don't just bring the tech that Bank Zero has. We don't bring just the management team that they have got, but we've got a distribution that many players don't have. You can have the tech, but you have to have the tech and the distribution. And what we have, which is very unique, is that we go to the client.
Mm.
We don't expect clients to come to us. We have hundreds and hundreds of people who are out there speaking to spaza owners, selling solutions to tavern owners, selling solutions to garage owners, selling solutions to restaurant owners. That's our model. At the back of them is the support of the tech.
Yes.
And that's the beauty of the platform that we're building.
100%. I'm seeing history in the making here. But out of interest, we can't forget that you do have the consumer division, and this is typically EasyPay, which also has a wide variety of financial services offerings, but also well known for assisting in the distribution of social grants in South Africa. And I guess given the growth and that direction that you headed off to, at some point, is there a perfect split that you'd like to see between your merchant as well as consumer division? And I ask this because it seems as though the greater opportunity lies within the merchant ecosystem. But help us understand how you view this as a leader of Lesaka.
Yes, I think that in the short to medium term, we see a lot of opportunity in the merchant division for some of the things I've described. Yet, if we look at the growth of this consumer division in the last 4 years, it's been phenomenal. I mean, we look at now segment adjusted EBITDA up 90% year on year. This business used to be bleeding money. This business used to be unprofitable. Now it's growing. But what's interesting is that with Bank Zero acquisition, we will now go beyond social grant customers and have an open market of any consumer that is part of Bank Zero. And now suddenly, both on the consumer side and on the merchant side, Bank Zero becomes a material part of our group. So our view of the world is not just in relation to the social grant perspective. It also goes beyond that. But that's not all. Think about the fact that if you want to pay your bills, you do that through EasyPay. Again, that's another consumer. If you want to buy electricity meters, you do that through the other acquisition that we've made, which is Recharger. Again, if you want to manage your water and your electricity, we've just bought another business that does that. So again, the things we will wrap around for the consumer are also giving you another interesting perspective about the future. So there'll be enough debate within my colleagues in the team, either George or Kagiso, about where the next growth will come from. But I can certainly tell you there's a lot of growth on both sides.
Got you.
And we have not even touched their enterprise.
Exactly.
Business, but we'll save time for that.
We definitely will.
Some other time.
Mr. Mali, I'm well aware that you have to go because there's many more of my peers and colleagues that you need to speak to. But this one perhaps is more for shareholders. Just in terms of this growth curve that you've described, several acquisitions, we see the vision for the greater picture of Lesaka as a full range financial services group. Does this mean that you're still looking for any potential acquisitions? And what does it mean for your balance sheet in terms of those particular opportunities that you might pursue?
So the first thing is that what's important is that we have reaffirmed our guidance, which means between now and the end of the year, financial year, we are very clear that we will continue to deliver on the commitments we've made. But at the same time, as you correctly point out, we've got two levers of growth. We've got the organic piece that we are talking about, and we are always looking at other opportunities. So we will explore other opportunities of growth. We have not stopped looking at opportunities to acquire businesses, not only in South Africa, but on the continent as well. Okay. So that's another area of growth for us, to grow beyond South African borders. In terms of the way we will fund some of these acquisitions, we have three different levers that we could use, and they're all open to us. Borrowing. You see our net debt to group adjusted EBITDA coming nicely to 2.5. We've given guidance that it could get to the 2x that we're looking at, and Bank Zero has got a material impact on that in the medium term. We've also got the opportunity to do that with cash. We are cash generating. Mm. But also, very interestingly, a number of the deals we've done have also meant that we're using our script to be able to buy some of these businesses, which means businesses are buying into the future of Lesaka. Bank Zero was a case in point. Adumo was a case in point. Connect was a case in point. Those businesses could see a future with Lesaka so that they could take part cash and they could pay part with our share. So there are a number of optionalities that we have about how we look at that. And always going to depend on the particular circumstances of that deal. But we have optionality.
Optionality is the key to make sure that you do flex the opportunities that you can explore. Before we do let you go, Mr. Mali, there's a voice note that we have from one of our listeners, Zooks, who I understand might be very, very familiar with Lesaka and has worked with you and the team before. Please have a listen to this one.
Gooks, you have Lincoln Mali, my former leader. It's so motivating to see, you know, a former leader doing and making things. Well done, sir. We are really, really proud of you.
I'm hoping you heard that loud and clear.
Thank you, Zooks. Thank you, Zooks. I mean, it's the people who make this. I'm blessed to work with some amazing people. throughout my career, I've always been blessed to work with amazing people, and that's what makes a business to work. It's its customers and its people. If you forget those two things, none of these results would be possible. So thanks, Zooks, for those kind words.
Fantastic. Mr. Mali, such a pleasure to have you. All the more reason to have you back for an hour, sir. We'll make it happen.
That's a deal.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Cooks. Appreciate it.
Thank you. That's Lincoln Mali, the CEO of Lesaka Southern Africa, joining us tonight to unpack the company's results. And as we've also heard, gotten a better perspective around the future growth story. And if you ask me, I think we're sitting on the beginning of a financial services behemoth that is going to be developed here. But this is why technology has been a key enabler. Data and, of course, bolt-on acquisitions certainly working for the growth of the business and its future strategic outcomes. Also refreshing to hear more about the leadership of Mr. Mali through Zooks, who's shared a voice note. So that also gives us some perspective around, beyond the titles, the people that we actually get to interact with as CEOs covering company results. It's just gone 19 minutes now to 7 o'clock. You are listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Lots more conversations that we're going to deep dive into. But do stay with us on the back of company results, credibility and clarity around what's happening across the world, and of course, a conversation we'll have on Whiskey Live later.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.